AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Tonight's Democratic presidential primary debate is getting underway in Flint, Michigan. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith joins us live from Flint with a preview.
Carlotta, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders wanted to debate here to shine the light on what they call an American tragedy, a financially strapped, predominantly African-American city that unknowingly was left to drink lead-tainted water for nearly 2 years. They also hope for a sharp contrast with the insult-filled GOP debate 3 days ago that barely mentioned Flint. But questions tonight, 2 days before the big Michigan primary, certainly won't be limited to the crisis here. They'll cover jobs, wages, free trade, race, criminal justice, and whether in the hunt for the Democratic nomination, Sanders can overcome Clinton's wide lead in pledged delegates. Carlotta?
AP correspondent Mark Smith joining us live from Flint. Marco Rubio will collect all 23 of Puerto Rico's delegates after posting a huge win in the U.S. territory. But the Florida senator still lags far behind rivals Donald Trump and Ted Cruz for the GOP presidential nomination. Like many states, Puerto Rico awards all the GOP delegates to a candidate who gets more than 50% of the vote. Rubio was well above that threshold in today's contest. He has also won in Minnesota. America is mourning the loss of a former first lady. Nancy Reagan has died. Andy Hall, who served in the military under former President Ronald Reagan and came to the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, to pay his respects, says he was always impressed by Nancy Reagan's devotion to her husband.
You just don't see that anymore, where the respect she had and the love she had for him.
Nancy Reagan, the loving wife of the former president, died today at home in Los Angeles. She was 94. This is AP Radio News. Amazon is reversing course and will let customers resume encrypting locally stored data on their Fire tablets.
Amazon had removed the ability to encrypt local data on their Fire tablets back in September because it said customers were not using the service. Now it's reversing that decision, which came under new scrutiny last week as Apple squares off against the FBI over access to the encrypted iPhone of the San Bernardino shooter. Amazon is one of 15 companies, including Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, who filed court papers backing Apple in its fight with the FBI. Julie Walker, New York.
Welcome to Zootopia.
That's the sound of Shakira in a scene from Zootopia, the number one movie this weekend at the box office. London Has Fallen was in second place. Zootopia ended Deadpool's three-week reign at the top and pushed it to third. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.